not known.
Okay, again. Tanya. Gimu Mishmor Havilai, Koshu Katuv, Yad Hashem, Havai Bemiknecha, will be in your cattle. Ki Tziruf Ze of Havaya, right? Mishamish Laila, that's the Tziruf of Hashem for night. Vafiru Mandom of Gimu Mishmor Havi Batra, according to the Mandom of Gimu Mishmor, there's three watches. The last one is Kole Kulam Kenodu, includes all of them as it is known. So, Perish Rav Avraham Ben Agro, Havi Laila, Perish. Heishal Laila Nimshechet Achatevet Havi Va'az Nasit Havaya Kemosh Katuv Yad Hashem Havaya B'miknecha. In other words, what's Perish Hei? Shem Hashem, right? The Shem Hashem for night is goes after the word Havi. And the Raya, and then it becomes the word Hey Vav Yud Hey, like it says in the pasuk, Yad Hashem Havaya Havi B'miknecha. I.e. the Shem Hashem, the expression of Akodesh Baruch Hu when he hit the cattle, right, with the Shem Havaya, and this is the expression of Shem Havaya, which is at night. That's the Raya of the Gro. This tziruf of Hey Vav Yud K is a tziruf of Shem Havaya for night. Shesh Yud Beit Tzirufim. There are 12 permutations of Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya. Vatzirufim shematchilim ba'od Hey shon the keva. That's Laila. So the Yud usually represents Chochma. The Hey, right, that represents Bina. And if the Shem Havaya starts with Hey, which is Shem Bina, so that's the concept of Havaya, the concept of Havaya, which is Nekeva, which is night. Night is the Nekeva, is the female of the day. Day is masculine, night is female.
And how do we know that it's 12 permutations?
Because, yeah.
4 times 3 times 2,
yeah, okay,
divided
that's easy.
By 2, since there's 2 hands.
Yeah, okay, that's easy. Right.
Wait, hold on, that's not so easy.
No, that's easy. That's you have how many letters?
4. So there's 4 possibilities to the first one.
But why is night considered Nekeva and why is day considered Zachar? What's the difference between Zachar and Nekeva?
Zachar is a giver and Nekeva is a receiver.
Boker, day, Boker is Loshon Levaker to is Biku Chayin doesn't mean to visit. It means Levakeh. I heard of Ramosha. Yeah, Levkor means to be involved, to see, to check. You can only discern things in a boker, in a morning, right? Because there's light. The time of day is a time of clarity. Clarity is when you have hashpa, when you have influence. Nighttime is the time when the right. Nighttime is a nighttime of Kabbalah, of receiving. What's the representation of night? The moon. What's the representation of day? The sun. The moon is just a makabel. It's a makabel. And it's giving off the radiation, the sunlight of the day. The day of a different place. Wherever it's day somewhere else, that expression is being given over to the moon, and that's the light that's being reflected. That's what's received of the day. So the night is basically what you received of the day, what you got on the day, you're receiving at night. So that's the concept of Nekeva. That's why night represents Nekeva, represents female. Okay? So that's why he explains that Shem Havaya is a shame for nighttime. Why? Because we put the Hay, which is the Hay in the Shem Havaya is the first Yud represents Chochmah, the second Hay represents Bina, then it represents the male aspect, what's called Tiferet, right? Yaakov, Yisrael. And then the last Hay, which is represents Yirachel Olea, right? Which is the Malchus. So the Hay represents or Malchus or Bina, which is the female aspect, right? That's the female aspect. So if I put my Hay first, I think
it belonged to our visitor.
So explain why Shem Havaya represents the female aspect, because it starts with a Hay and ends with a Hay. So the beginning is with a Hay and the end is with a Hay. So it means it's the full expression of the female. Yeah? What does the word Havaya mean? Havaya means to be.
Yeah.
Right? That means what was is being now. It means what you got during the day is being now. That's right? That's the Kabbalah. What you got, what the day you got, the sun gave, is being now. Okay? And Adam explained that hey is 5 and noon is 50, which is bina. So they're both concepts of hey. Right. Very good. V'lechein nechleku Rebbe v'Rebbe Nasan. Rebbe omer, Rebbe says, Arba mishmerot havelayla is the time for night. It's night. It's split into 4 parts. V'hem arba tzirufim shematchilim ba'ot hey. And they're the arba tzirufim that begin with the letter hey. V'afilu mandom gimel mishmerot havei. Right? So we have Gimel Mishmor, we have 3 watches. Perush, Rak Nege Gimel Otiyot, that's against the 3 letters, Shoh Yud Kei Vav, that makes sense. Shinitzarfim, Shinitzarfim, Im Ot Hei. Ava Mipnei Shehei Batra, Shemitzaref Kulan, Kolen Kulan, since the last Hei, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is joined with all of them, includes all of them.
Right, which joins with all of them, includes all of them. Kenoda. So what does that mean? According to this, the machlokas is, it's a machlokas in what the representation of the tziruf of the Shem Havaya is. Do we take mitzad the permutations of the Shem Havaya, and then we have Arba Mishmerot, i.e. the expression of Shem Havaya, or do we have the shoresh, the source of the 3 letters which give that expression? I.e. the 3 Mishmerot represent these 3 letters from which we have the shoresh, the root of the expression. So according to this, the machlokas is whether the 3 Mishmerot is the shoresh of the expression of Shem Havaya, or the expression of Shem Havaya, the actual expression of Shem Havaya, i.e. the makor, the source, or the actual expression. So that's the machlokas. If you so hold 3 Mishmerot, you're talking about
the
root of the expression of that Shem Havaya in the world.
If it's 4, then it's...
The expression, the actual expression of Shem Havaya in the world. Okay? It's something to do with the potential of expression or the actual expression. Right? Now, David HaMelech, that was the time that David HaMelech used to say, Shirah v'tishpachot. Why is that? Because David HaMelech, who represents Malchus, that's the time for Malchus in the world. It's brought down in Sfarim. The Malchus, we said this, and this is what we said beforehand about Kriyat Shema. The Malchus, that's the time, the Malchus is Mevarer, it comes and brings to us, right, that expression of Shem Havaya. The Havaya, the potential, according to the Manda Omer says potential. So what is he doing? The Malchus, which is really Rachel, the Malchus is going down to the lower worlds and bringing up the potential for the rest of the day.
And David HaMelech is both. He's both the root of Malchus and the expression of Malchus.
Yeah. He's the root, there's a root and the expression. He's the Shoresh of Malchus and the expression of Malchus. Yeah. And if we learn, Rebbe, who holds, the machlok is Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson, right? Rebbe is Mimalchus. I don't know Rebbe Nosson, you have to think about Rebbe Nosson. But Rebbe represents Malchus. Rebbe was Rebbe Anossi, Yehuda Anossi, he was Anossi. Yeah, he was Anossi, he was from Beis David. He, Anossi is always from Beis David. Anossi of the Klalisos.
Oh, it has to
be. Anossi of Av Basin. Yeah, it has to be from Beis David.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, like Reish Kedusha was from Beis David. The Anossi. Okay.
Excellent. We have to leave,
Rabbi. Alright, yeah. Alright, put this off. I was off anyway.
Dismissed. No, it's not off, but your battery's about to die.